Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What day is it?
I'm thinking that today is Friday right
okay.
now.
I've decided to add a little spirit to our day.
It's been a very long week,
so now I'm ready to see it end.
Are you ready?
I am ready. Wait, ready for what?
Ready for the weekend.
This is our show, and it's not over.
In fact, it's just starting.
And let's get this show started.
Now we begin.
Yes!
All right, kids, it's showtime.
That's what it is. It's showtime. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty. It is 6:09. Carla, it is Friday morning and show number 1,989.
Whoa. Whoa.
Exactly.
Nice.
Whoa.
Man.
So
we're just getting older by the minute, aren't we?
Jeez. Maybe we shouldn't count every show. Maybe
yeah, that's for every other show.
Start going backwards, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, man. So. Well, my mom told me after 50, you get to start going backwards.
So, is that what she said?
Yes,
we're actually 1990.
Start counting back. Yeah, there we go. That's, it is 90, huh? Yeah, it is. It's 90. Yeah, basically those. Yeah, there you go. Great year, by the way.
Hold on.
Good year.
That was a good year.
Yeah. 1990 was a darn good year. Oh, man.
Nothing compared to 2020.
No, you're right about that, Mike. You're right about that.
I don't even know why we have Thanksgiving or November. Let's just skip to December, exchange gifts, and move on.
That's my 5-year plan, is just to make it to next year.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High of 83 today, some clouds tomorrow, 84 the high. And then on Sunday, part of cloudy, 79. And then low 60s by Monday.
Oh, I know.
Just like
Carla's
that.
Boobs are just going bing, bing. Ooh, wee.
So if you don't have the mask yet, you might want to get two.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Maybe we can do some little flannel masks for the winter.
For all the body parts.
Yes.
Okay.
60. One of those beanies with the beards
on
it.
There you go.
Yes, yeah, there you go.
61 outside right now this morning. Get ready for the weekend. First take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
One of our Facebook Livers, by the way, up in Anchorage, Alaska. Shut up, you guys. It's 25 up here.
Ah!
Okay. All right, you win.
Yep.
Oh, listen, and I know we joke about it, the baseball season. Is it a real baseball season? I don't know. Most people say, though, yes, the World Series champion will be just as legit as in other years, even though the season was shortened. They say it'll still count. So I don't know if it'll count as much to you. I suppose if your White Sox were in, it would have been the same season, right? Yeah,
listen, here's how I feel about this. If they allow Houston to keep the trophy after what they did last year, this is just as legit, if not more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Sorry.
Totally agree. Oh, totally agree. Yes. Yeah, I agree. I'm just glad Houston's out. Sorry, Houston.
Okay.
Yeah. Not sorry. Willie Garson is his name. Now, Mike, you used to watch Sex and the City. Morty, I think you've watched it as well. He played Stanford Blatch. He played the gay character.
Oh.
Very gay character.
Very.
Very. But he is straight. He said he never came out publicly as straight because he said, I thought it would be, like, rude to gay people to do that, though. He said playing the character, however, didn't help his own dating life much at the time.
I can imagine. Who's the guy on Modern Family? Same thing.
Oh, yeah, the one that plays Cameron. And Eric Stone Street.
Yeah.
Eric Stone Street, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Actress, dancer, animation model. Her name is Marge Champion. She was 101 years old. She died on Wednesday. Now, that may not mean much to you, but Disney animators used to use her movements for different cartoons or different animated movies, I should say. Snow White would be the one that you probably would recognize her movements from. Yes, they used her to make the movements look more realistic in a lot of those earlier Disney films, which is really cool. I know. That's kind of cool. And boy,
what a great story for her grandkids to tell other friends.
Here's what Nana did. You don't know who Marge is? Well,
right.
I'll show you who Marge is.
Yeah.
Roll the footage, if you would. See, those are her legs. That's her gliding.
I'm sorry, she did what?
That's my Nana right there. Yes. And oh my God, the James Bond world is so dramatic now. We talked earlier about them possibly naming the next James Bond, blah, 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 blah. Well, Daniel Craig's all bent out of shape now. He's very unhappy with the rumors that Tom Hardy is going to replace him. Oh. And industry folks are saying he feels it's premature for Tom Hardy to be a shoo-in. He might change his mind. He might just change his mind. He changed his mind last time. They say it's tacky and underhanded for Tom's people to be leaking the news like he just has the job.
I can't believe they take it that seriously.
That's not how James Bond works.
No, it's not how James Bond
works. You play James Bond for two or three films, and then you're done.
Yeah. You know, since Sean Connery, times are different. Bond world is different, okay? It should be 006 and a half, because you are not
Or move
Sean
on.
Connery.
008, 009.
Yes, keep going. Yes. There you go. In the franchise.
Okay.
That is all of our takes, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Text or call. Line's always open. We're always here, live and local. Mike and Carla Morning Show. 640 last night, some Thursday night football.
Yeah.
In the NFC East. We talked about this yesterday.
Rude.
They should just eliminate that division from football.
Yeah. Prior to last night, I think they had won, what did we say, a combined total of five games?
Five games.
It was. That was it.
Eagles eked out a win over the Giants.
It sure
22-21.
Did.
And say what you will about your Lions.
Yeah.
You know what? What happened last night to the Giants quarterback will live with it. They have video of this now, and they're always going to play it.
Oopsie.
Here's what happened. Listen to this if you didn't see the game.
From the 12, Jones Keats gets a block, takes off, and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips.
Oh.
Absolutely all alone, and he trips. Going to the end zone, and up carrying it as it is for 80. But a walking touchdown, and he tripped himself.
This is the only way he doesn't score. That old turf monster got him right about there. I've never seen it open up the way that it did for him on that. It's been that kind of year for the Giants offensively.
See?
Oh, I know. I know how he feels. I know how he feels when that video lives forever.
When it comes to tripping?
Yes. I love how they
thought about that.
Yep. Oh, I know. I love how they keep repeating it. He tripped.
Yes.
He tripped.
Oh, that's going to be a meme. That will be a meme if it's not already.
It already is.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. Man. There was earlier in the week, was it the Jets, was it? I can't remember the butt. Well, it wasn't a butt fumble. It was a butt save, actually, which
he
was
fell
awesome.
Down and, he caught it with his hat and his butt. It,
yes.
And no one touched him, so he ran.
Well, no, nobody's going to touch you.
Oh, no. It was great.
Covering the fumble there.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would have been as bad if they would have won. If they would have won, it would have been a joke.
He tripped and they still won the game.
Yeah. But he trips and they lose 22-21. So,
God.
There you go. That's what happened last night, Thursday night football. Last night, the final debate between Trump and Biden. With that said, this is pretty funny because Saturday Night Live rated the top three presidential impersonations.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so at number three, we'll do them from three to number one.
Okay.
Number three, Will Ferrell. As George W. Bush, listen to this.
Donald Trump thinks the media hates him. One time, an Iraqi reporter threw an actual shoe at me. He took it off his foot, lobbed it straight at my noggin. Then he gathered himself, took off the other one, and tried it again.
Was that great? I thought he did a great job with George W.
I did, too.
Number two, Daryl Hammond.
Yes.
As Bill Clinton.
Hillary would make a great president. And I would make an even greater first dude.
Thank you, Bill. That's nice.
Hillary, isn't it crazy that phones can take videos now? I mean, if they could have done that in the 90s, I'd be in jail.
He was pretty good. I thought Phil Hartman also did.
He was good.
And number one, and I don't think anybody would be surprised, it's Dana Hartman as...
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey.
Yeah, Dana Carvey.
As the old man Bush.
Yes.
As president.
We're in the midst of the holiday season here, waiting for the checkered flag of the Christmas shopping season to start our economic engines. And how, as Americans, do we take part? By doing what we have always done, we consume. That's who we are. Let's not fight it. We are a nation of consumers. We love to shop, shop, shop. Boy said to me, don't pass this up. I said, not gonna buy it. Not gonna buy it. Bought it.
Yeah, bought it. And President Bush, the old man.
He loved it.
Loved it.
He told him on several occasions, too. Really liked it.
Top three presidential impersonations, according to Saturday Night Live. Mike and Carla Morning Show with Bon Jovi.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
I hope you don't mind me saying, but this has been probably one of your worst weeks ever, Carla.
Jeez.
Yesterday you had the big spill in the car.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice right off the bat, Morty, maybe you did, but you're so color-coordinated this morning. I mean, from the glasses to your mask to your shirt.
Yeah, I know.
And what happens? You take a sip of your tea or whatever you're drinking.
Yeah, my tea. And it splashes on my shirt. Pink, beautiful pink shirt that has now some...
I can't even
It's there, Morty. I can see.
She knows it's there.
I can't look too well, though, because it's in that region.
Yeah, it's on my right boob. I know. And guys will never help you. Do you see it? No, I don't see it. Hey, my eyes are up here. Jeez.
Never fails. It's never on the back of the shirt.
No, you guys always spill like something in your crotch.
Yeah.
That or it's like right down the middle. Mm-hmm. Right down the middle. Whatever.
I'll have a glass of soda or water or something.
Yeah.
And in a big cup at home and you know, when you take that last couple of gulps and the big chunk of ice comes slamming down to your face and it goes. And Jody, my wife Jody, will just look at me and roll her eyes like, really?
Yeah, you don't know. You just hush up.
It's not like I did it on purpose.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm at home.
Somebody on Facebook Live said something about, I don't know, I think I had a picture where I had like a white shirt on from years ago. And they said, oh, it's something about you look good in white. It was like, yeah, I don't wear it anymore. Because I take it out of the dryer and put it on. It's like, well, there's a stain. I have a stain. I just put it on. There's a stain.
I go through the same thing.
Stupid white.
All right. You're going to make it? You're going to be okay?
Yes. Okay, just can this show be over?
Okay.
Can it please be over
soon?
Well,
maybe you should have done the Facebook Live this morning in black and white.
You know what? I should see if I can do that, actually.
Hazy sunshine today. High of only 83. 84 tomorrow, the high. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy, 79. By Monday, windy and the high of 60.
Wow.
60.
I know. That's weird.
Okay, 61 now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, hey, Mike. A new article claims young adults in their 20s, 30s, using the pandemic as an excuse not to grow up.
Really?
Since they didn't get to have fun, they say, and be wild this year. They're pretending it never happened.
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up. Not me.
Peter Pan syndrome. Yep, that's exactly it. People are comparing them to Peter Pan just because of that, and they're using it. Well, you know, next year I'll take, or you know what, when this is all over, I'll get a job.
Yeah.
Tough
times.
Yeah, I wasn't even able to live my 20s, man. I know I'm 32, but I wasn't even, come on.
You're not going to grow up?
Not me.
No. Okay.
Exactly.
They're using the pandemic as an excuse?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
I've been doing that my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm still doing it.
Oh, I'm going to use it. I'm going to start. But yeah, not going to clean the house, Carla. You're not? Okay. Who is?
And you know why?
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up. Not me.
In the land of virtual dating, you don't, of course, have all the usual body language, the clues that you'd get from meeting someone in person. So your eyes, they say, are the most important feature when it comes to virtual dating, online, you know, meetings.
Right.
They say the best way to flirt or to show interest is with your eyes. Looking down or rolling your eyes, that pretty much means you've checked out and you're not interested. Eye contact for about 8-9 seconds. That means you're interested.
Wow. So see, they're not even going to be looking at your spot.
No, I know.
On the shirt.
I know. Look at my eye. My eye. My eye. Up here. Up here. Right up here. And a little heads up, starting on December 1st, Southwest Airlines, they will no longer be blocking those middle seats.
Oh, I will.
So, yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'll put my leg on it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That was me. I had
seats taken.
Yeah, I had eggs earlier. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Oh, sorry. No, go. Sit.
Just be warned, if you're flying for Thanksgiving, you will be okay. But December 1st, it is all over with them. Hopefully, that may change again. We'll see.
All right.
That, a few things you should know for a Friday sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Big Mike's on the phone. What's going on?
You know, I got to put this out there, and I know there's going to be some people that might get upset with me. I get it. My youngest daughter, Grace, did not get her senior year because of this pandemic.
I get that.
I would never actually do it. But the thought in my head, if she came to me and said, I'm going to use this pandemic as an excuse to not grow up and flake off and do this, and I would slap her in the next week.
Oh, boy.
Though I get that. I get that, like, in high school, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, you're 30-somethings. Come on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, so many do right now, Mike. So many do.
Have a good day, Big Mike.
Thanks, honey.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
If you missed it, Carla was talking about in the things we think you should know.
Yes.
There's a lot of teenagers saying, you know what, I'm using this pandemic as an excuse.
Actually, there's a lot of 20 and 30-somethings
doing
it.
Even more so.
Yes, that's the, I know.
Putting a hold on their life, saying, well, you know, I just can't get this done or that done.
I want to be a kid. Well,
because
you're 31.
Of the pandemic.
I want to be a kid now.
Make up your mind.
Yeah.
So, if you're in that situation, we know what you're talking about.
Yes.
All right? Okay. 7:33 every Friday, we check in with VegasFilmCritic.com or Vegas Film Critic Jeff Howard. We do that after Prince and Purple Rain.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with our good friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about things you can watch right there in your home on your streaming services. And Jeff, this is a big weekend. You not only have 4 things you can watch.
The first, Borat, is back. And listen to the title. This is the official title. Borat Subtitskuya movie film, delivery of prestigious bribe to American regime for make benefit once glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
Oh.
Or better known as Borat Subtitskuya film. You know, so that's the official title. Sacha Baron Cohen is back. He's an outcast from Kazakhstan, so he's got one more chance to prove to his people he's going to bring a gift to President Trump. That doesn't work. He's going to bring the gift to Michael Pence, the vice president. That doesn't work. So he's going to bring it to Rudy Giuliani. The gift is his 15-year-old daughter he didn't know he had. And I don't understand why this man is not in prison. And I think he's a comic genius. This movie is hysterical. And you've all read about the compromising positions they had with Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah. Both Carl and I thought he was great in the movie Chicago 7.
Oh, he sure was.
Now, that I have a whole new respect for Sacha Baron Cohen because unbelievable performance. Next is called from Apple TV Plus is Letter to You, Bruce Springsteen's concert film of his latest album, shot in his home studio in New Jersey in glorious black and white. I have never really been a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, but after this documentary, not only is his latest album fantastic, but this documentary gives you insight to personal things that he's growing up and the music that he's done. It's a love letter to his fans. It's streaming on Apple TV Plus right now. I had the pleasure of interviewing the director, which is on my YouTube channel. This was a great concert film. You got to check this out, especially if you're a Springsteen fan.
Wow.
Cool. All right, number three.
This is a remake of The Witches. It's on HBO Max. It's streaming this weekend. It's based on the Roald Dahl book about this little boy and his grandmother. They're at a convention. They find a convention of witches who have planned to take all the children of the world and turn them into mice so they can stomp on them. Because they get the pleasure of stomping on mice turned from children like we eat ice cream. I know, it's weird. Narrated by Chris Rock and also great Octavia Spencer. It's got a southern charm to it. And, of course, Anne Hathaway is the main grand witch. So that's streaming this week on HBO Max. Great for the whole family. A little scary, so watch out for the little kids.
Okay, one more.
And fourth and final.
And finally today, we have a horror film. We got to give you a new horror film because Halloween's around the corner. Listen to this premise. Four teenagers go into a corn maze on Halloween, and they're picked off one by one by the psycho family that runs it. We're talking chainsaws. We're talking killer clowns. We're talking all these weird kind of people that are popping out of the corn maze. And this is based on the largest corn maze in the country. So they shot it there. It's fantastic. And not only that, we got the cheerleader, we got the jock, we got the rebel teenage girl. We got all the stereotypes, and you can't wait to see which one's going to get it next as they go through the world's largest corn maze. It's called Fear Farm. It's on demand right now. And that'll get you in the Halloween mood, I'm telling you.
It's like Breakfast Club goes to Nebraska.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So follow him on YouTube so you can check out all the great interviews, Facebook, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, you do it all. Thank you so much. We'll check in with you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Halloween is just a week away, a little over a week away. We're looking for the favorite Halloween candy.
Yes.
That you might have. Now, mine has always been Snickers. I just love Snickers.
I know you like Snickers.
I've already gone through the bowl at home. Jody's okay. Not happy. She goes, really?
I don't think I got to be honest, I don't think I have a favorite candy. I really don't.
Not at all.
I'm a good old-fashioned, like Hershey's. With almonds.
Okay. Girl,
but I don't really have I don't have a real favorite, but that would be probably my go-to.
Okay.
Simple.
We know we don't like corn candy corn. But no. The brackets are up. We're in round two, looking for the favorite Halloween candy during trick-or-treat. And if you want to vote, tap the free KKLZ app or go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. We announce the winner on Halloween.
Yes.
Which is next Saturday. So make sure you get the details and vote. Vote early, vote often.
Yes, in this one you can.
Yes, just yes. Keep voting. What are your favorite Halloween candy?
Probably Sour Patch.
You like the Sour Patch Kids,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm not a big candy eater. I'm not a sweet person.
Yeah.
I was the guy that always gave I bartered with my candy.
Okay,
but
all right.
Yeah, if it was, it would be sweet. Sour Patch, sorry.
They're good. I can eat about two, and then I feel like I'm going to die. It's just the pucker factor.
Yeah. I'm the guy that will put it in my mouth and suck on it. And then once it's off and it's just a gummy bear, I spit it.
Oh, duck.
And everybody should know that Morty is allergic to chocolate.
Yes, to chocolate, yes.
So he can't have the good stuff.
Yes, so if you're, dropping candy off. No chocolate for Morty.
He could die.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And we've already told him between you and I, that we couldn't save him, so.
Well, we need an EpiPen in here or something.
Do you carry one with you?
I did. It expired.
Oh, well, that's
they're expensive.
Right.
They're not cheap.
No, they're
Well, guess what you're getting for Christmas?
No, at least condoms.
From the both of us.
Yeah, at least condoms are cheaper. Jeez, those expire too, but
is
man.
A ballpoint pen and an EpiPen.
Yes.
You choose which one you want to use. Hazy sunshine today, low 80s, same for tomorrow, part of cloudy skies. But then on Sunday, 79 the high, and on Monday, the low 60s.
Holy moly.
All of a sudden.
Okay. It's all right. It's time to cool off a little bit. Then I'll go back up.
Only about 61 now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani allegedly feeling pressure to get engaged on The Voice. Now, here's the thing. They're all feeling a lot of pressure, I guess, because there's no live audience. There's no that energy isn't there on The Voice, as it's not on a lot of shows, you know, like it usually is. So they feel a lot of pressure to do things. I think we all know what that's like, to do something.
Yeah, make a big announcement.
And then
put it all over social media.
Yes, exactly. The big proposal on social media. And I don't know. A lot of people are saying that they don't know if they'll actually get married. They don't know if Gwen wants to really get married.
Okay.
Loves him, but we'll see. But they say everybody, all their personal lives are front and center on that show now, because there's, you know, that's the way it is. So, and sources and friends around them are saying nothing would be more exciting than maybe Gwen or Blake dropping down on one knee and popping the question.
See, it's everybody else that wants them.
And
leave alone. Just leave them like they are.
Yes,
they turn the chairs around.
Yes.
And then so Kelly blocks him.
Yes. Yes. Join my team, Blake. Tim Burton developing a live-action Addams Family TV series, so there is officially nothing new. Nothing new on TV.
It's over.
Ever anymore.
Okay.
Anyone's going to do it, he will. He'll do a good job, but man, alive. Wow. There's just a lot of the same stuff being developed from what was developed before and then what was developed before that.
That gives you an idea of how great television used to be.
Yeah, it really does.
Those shows were, as stupid as they were, how good they were.
Yep, very true. And listen, if you have nothing to do in Florida, you people in Florida this weekend, Andre the Giant's jockstrap has gone on display at the Sports Immortals Museum right there in Florida. So
Morty thought you were going to say it's up for auction.
No, it is not up
for
auction.
He was going to buy it.
No, it's being displayed.
Yeah, there's some stuff I'll pass.
Yeah.
That's
understand.
Definitely one of them.
Understand, yeah. But
I like sports stuff, but not a sport.
That's interesting.
That's too far. That's gone too far. Okay. Well,
maybe
okay.
Maybe so.
Not a sport.
Look at there, Johnny. Yeah. That's Andre the Giant's jockstrap.
Wow, Dad, that's cool.
Can we get a picture, Daddy? Can we?
Yeah.
Can
we? Take a selfie.
Oh, that is my take for now. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Every day is something. What did you say today is?
Oh, it's a World Edible Insect Day. And I know there are a lot of people who have eaten some weird things. I've never eaten a bug. I've never eaten a dipped in something good bug.
No,
I never have. Morty, have you?
I've had the caramelized crickets.
Okay.
Deep fried crickets that have caramel on them.
So that's not chocolate?
No, it's caramel. No, that's different.
Oh, is it?
No, yeah.
Okay, the consistency is different.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Were they good?
You know what? It just felt like eating a crunchy caramel chunk
thing.
Like the peanut brittle?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
Oh. It was just really crunchy.
See, I don't think I would mind eating it if I didn't know what it was.
Right.
If you told me first, then I couldn't do it. You just said, here's a bunch of caramel. What is it, caramel, caramel?
Yeah, it depends on how you want to say it.
Okay.
I'm a caramel. A lot of people are caramel.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you told me after, I think I'd have a hard time, too.
You're big. Oh. All right, 702-739-9636.
Have you eaten bugs? Or what's the most exotic thing, I guess, that you've eaten?
What's the last bug you took?
Does a tequila worm count?
Does
it really?
The last exotic thing, that you've eaten.
That and the scorpion? I did the scorpion.
Oh, for the love of God.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
We work with this guy every day. We don't know anything about him.
All
right,
Nacho Daddy. Yeah, it was a Nacho Daddy.
Oh, jeez. 702-739-9636. Reminds me of the episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, where Robert, his brother, thought he found the perfect woman.
Oh, yeah.
Killed a fly while everybody's in the kitchen. Raymond turns around and she picks it up and goes,
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Have you done that? Let's line it up. Text or call in. We're talking about eating bugs. 702-739-9636. Why not? It's Friday, right? We're all little kids today.
I guess.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Can't remember the official name, but it's Eat a Bug Day.
Hmm. Yes, it's World Eat Insects Day.
Okay.
Edible insects.
That's what it's called, officially.
Yes. Edible insects, not just pop one in your mouth.
So if you want to text in, call in 702-739-9636. Kara, have you eaten a bug?
Looking for a scapegoat.
Oh, no, not you. Not you, Kara.
Here she is. What have you eaten?
So I don't admit this to too many people, especially my horse loving friends, but I had horse in Iceland. We were visiting family in Iceland, and they were thawing out these steaks on the cabinet top all day, and I'm like, yes, we're gonna grill out today, it's gonna be fantastic. So they made this beautiful table, and we're having our meal, and everybody's really quiet and looking at me crazy, and about 4 or 5 bites in, I'm like, this is the best beef I've ever had.
Oh, my
gosh.
Like,
well, there's something we need to tell you. And I'm like, what? And they're like, of course, it's horse. And I'm like, after that, it was really hard to, you know, put my fork into it.
Wow.
I ate every last piece because it was delicious.
Wow.
That's how I felt about cow's tongue. I got to go to Europe on a, you know, with show teams. And we're at a youth hostel. And we're just sitting there, and somebody said, hey, how do you like your steak? And I said, oh, man, this is awesome. Yeah, it's good cow tongue.
There you go. My grandmother used to make tongue all the time, and I didn't know it. I ate it a couple times. I didn't know it as good. Yeah. It's darn good.
You don't really notice it until somebody says it.
Yeah, I know. I know. So it is. So it's good.
Right.
As long as you don't know what it is.
Exactly.
Is that it?
It's like the biggest bug ever, horse.
But a horse. Is a horse.
Of course.
Yes, exactly. Barbara said, I would die of starvation if I were stranded and the only way to live was to eat bugs. She said, I don't care what you do. Chocolate, caramel, it's lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig. Actually, it's a bug. Barbara. Linda said, no bugs, no how. Even if the only food source was bugs, I'd have to eat my husband. So there you go.
Before a bug.
Yes.
So while he's laying there, you're just going to start slicing off skin and stuff.
Yes, that's right. Oh, my gosh. One of our listeners said, my husband will try anything. To make matters worse, he won't give anything even to our dog without trying it first, including a little dog biscuit. Didn't know this when I married him. I won't kiss him unless I know he's brushed his teeth.
Did you have a hornet, wasp, killer hornet or something?
Oh, no.
For breakfast?
Oh, no, it's a murder hornet, but it's a chocolate murder hornet. So,
you spread peanut butter on it, put it on a cracker.
Delicacy.
All right. 702-739-9636. Celebrating Eat a Bug Day. That's the last bug you've ever eaten.
Edible bugs. We're
edible
not just
bugs.
Talking, you know, picking a
right,
bug
edible
up.
Bugs.
Yes,
sorry about that.
Yeah,
thanks for the clarity.
Sure.
A couple of people texting in about eating bugs.
Yeah, it's interesting. One of our listeners, well, here you go, Morty. One of our listeners said, yeah, I've done the tequila with the worm. I just can't. It said it gets you drunker, drunk.
Oh,
really?
More drunk.
Yeah.
Drunker. Well, there's drunker here. But yeah, why?
Because it's been soaking in the tequila.
Oh, you mean the worm.
Well, just, and depends how big the worm is.
Then, oh, God, the whole thing.
Don't eat the worm.
Just kind of just.
All right.
What is this? I don't know what this is. I went to SERE and ate all types of bugs to survive. What?
Ooh.
Gosh, see. Yeah.
Maybe it's like a class or something.
I took a wilderness survival class, believe it or not, in college. It was really fun. It was more just camping.
Yeah. glamping.
And we ate. And I mean, we had the whole thing. We had to learn how to do fire. And all. Luckily, there were cute boys in the class. They did most of that.
Right.
But I just don't know if I would. I don't know if I'd make it. I just don't know if I would if I had
I don't think you would either.
To survive. Okay. I could probably eat plants. things like that. I'd probably eat the wrong ones, but I'd probably eat those.
All right, Michelle, what about you?
I was in Girl Scouts, and one of my best friends is her mom was the leader.
Yeah.
And she bought, like, these packets of crickets, and we had, like, a Fear Factor night.
Oh!
I mean, they kind of tasted like a sunflower seed, except you had to take legs out of your teeth. It was I mean, I won $20.
Wow.
Right on. Girl Scouts was so different for me. Wow.
That's what we should do on this show, have a Fear Factor show.
Yeah, shouldn't we? Okay, I will gladly feed you guys. I will feed
you
guys.
You'll do that? You'll be that? You'll host?
Yes, I'm just not that person. Morty, I know you're very, very gutsy and you like to try new things, and I love different foods. I shouldn't say I don't like it. I just can't get that thought in my head.
You know what?
You know?
Call me picky. Call me anything you want. I know what I like.
Right.
I don't veer, and I don't try.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't go to, you have to go to this restaurant. You have to have the blah, blah, blah.
Right. Well, you don't. Exotic foods, you would not be.
No.
Have you ever had, like, escargot?
No, but I've had quail egg.
Okay.
And
all
I said, where's the little toast so I can dip the little
toast
into the
egg. Yes. Yeah. No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a woman in Toronto was hungover last weekend, ordered some McDonald's delivery.
Oh, yeah.
She likes to modify her burgers, but somehow she went a little too far with the modification. She said, give me the hamburger with no bun, mustard, onions, pickles, or even a patty.
Oh,
so, McDonald's delivered her a container with only the ingredients left, two packets of ketchup.
Okay, yeah, good.
And yes, she paid full price for the burger.
Good. That is hilarious. Way to go, McDonald's. That's great. All right, we'll play along. Sure. Okay. Have another drink, ma'am. Eat the worm.
You were talking about handing out ketchup packets for Halloween?
Yes, exactly. Right there.
Yesterday, we had mentioned this blind date that in China, where the guy met the woman and she shows up with her whole family and takes off on a $3,000 bill.
Jeez.
Here's a couple in Oklahoma met on a dating app earlier in the week, went out on the date. It turned into a high-speed chase with police. Turns out the guy had a warrant. Now, he was arrested on several charges. Of course, the woman saying, I just met the guy.
We were going to have dinner.
I don't know what's going on.
Wow. Okay.
He evidently blew through some stop signs and decided to finally pull over. Had outstanding warrants for traffic, drug cases, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
You know, on either side of that date, if it's a male driving, a female driving, you're it's at what point do you just like, how do you unlock this door? How do you unlock the door?
I'll just
next
tuck and roll
sign,
right now.
Out. That's right. Maybe bruised up, but it's okay.
I was your date last night.
Yeah.
And you're just covered.
Yeah.
Had
see
to tuck
this?
And roll.
You see this right over here? Jeez. Listen, worst mom ever. So apparently in West Virginia, Cassie was arrested. She had her kids on the roof of her Ford Escape, and she was just driving along. She was parked, apparently, waiting for a friend.
Uh-huh.
And her kids, you know, climbed on the SUV, and she drove off with them right on the roof. She said, you know what? I'm going to teach you kids a lesson.
Oh.
And, so people are screaming as she's driving by. I know, they're up. I'm teaching them a lesson. Not a
Mom
problem.
Of the year.
Yes, exactly.
For
she
2020.
Eventually was pulled over and charged with child neglect. Do you think? The kids were 5 and 8.
Oh,
so,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're old enough to hang on. Sure. Why not? You know? There's a lot of drag up there. Hold on to it. Darn kids.
You can't do it when they're that young.
Boy.
I thought they were like 21 or 22.
No, Mike. And a guy was arrested. He was, all he was doing was planning on shooting bowling balls out of a cannon. And, this was in New Jersey, by the way. And that's all he wanted to do. He really just, he brought the bowling balls. He has a cannon. Wow. And the Atlantic City bomb squad caught wind of it because somebody said, I think there are guys hauling a cannon and like a bag full of stuff through the trailer park. I'm not joking. Yeah, there were also drugs in that bag. So, Yeah. So you got a cannon with bowling balls and drugs. What could go wrong? Huh?
Sounds like something that would happen on an episode of Ozark.
Yes, it does.
Or sounds like a recreation of Gettysburg.
Maybe. You never know.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It is Friday, and that is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. I'm so excited. This is a local story. This is from Patricia. She says, I'm an avid listener. Been here since 2010. She said, I'm retired now, but I've sewn most of my life. And when COVID became the pandemic that it is and supplies to combat it were in short supply, I felt I had to do something, but what could I do? She said, I have all this fabric, enough sewing supplies to fill a store. She said, masks were something I could do to fill a need. She said, I've made and given out over 1,043 to be exact, all over the country, the UK, Canada. But with your help, she said, by that I mean I've been making them since mid-March, listening to your station the whole time. She said, I'm a country girl, so I'm a late bloomer to your music. She said, now I know a lot of it. Listening to your playlist, I've paid attention to the lyrics. When Van Halen's Jump comes on, I have to crank it up. Lifts my spirits, recharges me to keep on sewing and make sure everyone is covered with a mask. I just wanted to let you know how you, your station, your jocks, and the great music have influenced me through all of this. Just trying to keep my sanity and health like everyone else.
Nice.
Patricia, that is awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Right here in Las Vegas.
Right here in Las Vegas.
We love local feel-good stories.
Very cool.
And we're always looking for them. So if you have one, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Or even better yet, just give us a call at 702-739-9636. Good job.
Yeah.
All right,
nice.
We're getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Recapping the show, well, it wasn't as classic, or maybe it was, as the butt fumble. But
well, it might have been more classic, sadly.
And already people are putting this whole thing with the Giants quarterback last night in the clear, in the open.
Yeah.
Nobody around him. Turf monster.
I get it. I understand.
They're already putting memes together and everything else. And DeMorty, actually. Can you put that on our Facebook page?
Yeah, I think we can.
Okay. That's one of the best ones. Okay. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Man, a lot of stuff to be watching on your streaming services. So make sure you check that out on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. And eat a bug day.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Find a nice chocolate-covered cricket or a caramel-covered cockroach, and by gosh, you enjoy, and tell us how it was.
By the way, somebody had emailed us telling us SERE is that stands for a survival school.
Okay,
up in the Great Northwest.
Okay,
thank you very much for that information. Ooh. Yeah, we can't do it. We're not going to have one girl say?
We're such
wimps.
Which one?
The Girl Scout.
Oh, the was it the crickets? And they had to pull the legs out of it?
Yeah, sticking the teeth.
They had a troop meeting, and they said they called it, survival night or something.
What was the show? Fear Factor. Fear Factor night.
That's what it was.
Oh, how fun. We're going to put her in Girl Scouts. She'll learn values and she'll learn how to, take care of herself when she's camping.
By the way, last minute voters, make sure you do it. Finding the best Halloween candy in Las Vegas. Vote now on our website. Tap the free KKLZ app. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other. We'll talk to you bright and early Monday morning.
Carla Morning Show.
Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.